The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Wicked Rhody, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hi, everybody, and welcome. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in. And Mary.
Yep.
Oh, what we were hoping for. It's come true. The Patriots are going to the Super Bowl, and it's happening this weekend.
Woohoo!
Oh, my goodness. All eyes will be on Atlanta, Georgia this Sunday night. The New England Patriots, the LA Rams, Super Bowl 53.
And, believe it or not, in Atlanta this weekend, it's going to be mighty cold. So the Pats will feel just like they're at home.
Well, something to that effect, although I'm sure there's no team more unwelcome than the Patriots, because a couple of years ago, you go back in our little history books here, that was the Super Bowl where it was the 28-3 as the game was winding down, and the Patriots made that epic comeback and beat the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes. I forgot it was them.
it was that. It was not in Atlanta, but it was the Falcons nonetheless, and that was just a story line and a half, so certainly something. It's just a wonderful thing for the team. It's been fun watching all the coverage, all the storylines that come out. Of course, it's not fun if you're not a Patriots fan, which is the rest of the country. But here in the cold Northeast, we've got it going on. So, do you have any Patriots or Super Bowl parties to attend to or put on, perhaps?
We're just going to be hanging here with the family. We're having my family over because they've been winning while we've been home. So, my husband's very superstitious, so that's been working for us. The only thing that we definitely have to do is get that Carvel ice cream cake that looks like a football with all those like crunchy, yummy Oreo bits on top. But aside from that, we're not allowed to leave. How about you?
Good. Yeah, I've got a few invitations to go a few different places. I'm in the position where there's been no formula on this side as far as if they've won or what we've done. So we'll kind of be out and about and bouncing around and things may develop as the weekend happens. You never know. So we'll see. But a friend of ours, Sean Tempesta, who is original co-host of The Road Show, the first one that they ever had. You were there a couple of years after. He is going to fly from Vegas, where he is now, out to Atlanta and just go. I was talking to him the other day. He's just going to go because he's been told that the tickets are going to be cheaper this year than they have been in the past because people are just sick of seeing the Patriots, and they're like, I don't want to bother going.
Really?
So he said, I've got a flight there, and he's actually got to fly back right after. I think he's got a 2 o'clock in the morning flight on the Monday so he can be back in Vegas so he can host the morning TV show that he is on out in Vegas.
Yeah.
So good luck with that, Sean.
Yeah, good luck, Sean.
I will be hanging here with that, and enjoying not flying or dealing with, although, thanks to recent actions, it looks as though the government shutdown has been remedied for the time being.
For
so
a couple days,
Let's just hopefully that will continue through, and but they were really worried about the possibility of some long lines with TSA and everything else. So thankfully they don't have to deal with that. So listen, if you tuned in while you're on the road, getting your shopping done, ready for Super Bowl 53, getting errands done, hopefully you're not in line waiting through TSA. You're just buzzing right through and you're looking for something to listen to. Listen, we have all the show notes and information in our show notes, right?
We have all that information in the show notes. You got it.
Right on our website, wickedrhodypodcast.com.
you're looking for a little something to do that's wicked interesting that isn't watching the Super Bowl, what do you have lined up for them?
Well, it's an event actually on the Monday night. It's the John Allmark Jazz Orchestra. We talk about them from time to time, but sometimes we forget that they play the first Monday of every month. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are going into the first weekend of February. So over at the Met in Providence there, or Pawtucket, Providence line there, 8 till 11:30 p.m., it is the John Allmark Jazz Orchestra. Doors at 8, show starts at 9. It's $10 in advance, or $12 the day of the show at the Met. And we've talked about it before. If you have a child who is playing a horn in a school band and you want to show them, okay, this is what playing can do if you practice and you really want to work at it. These guys are awesome. It's a wonderful night out. If you enjoy jazz music, if you enjoy big band music, if you enjoy this kind of genre, you have to go there because these are literally world-class musicians that have played with bands all over the world. And they get together the first Monday of every month. So that's this Monday, February 4th, over
awesome.
At the Met. Yeah, it's just to give you an idea, 5 saxophone players, including a baritone saxophone.
Hey, hey.
Three trombone players, 5 trumpet players, including the lead trumpet player. And then you have your drummer, a bass player, and then a keyboard or a guitar player. So it's a full stage of just a massive, monstrous sound. And
yes.
these guys are good.
They're wicked good.
They're good. Oh, yeah. Are they ever? So that is our Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week. And ladies and gentlemen, here is the Wicked Fun in the 401.
Frequently that we've mentioned here on Wicked Roadie before, but is definitely worth re-mentioning, is the first Saturdays at Roger Williams Park. So we, of course, always love to give a huge shout out to our friends at Roger Williams Park and Roger Williams Park Zoo. I didn't realize that this first Saturdays deal included more than just the zoo. So what is this exactly? Well, on the first Saturday of each month, which this Saturday is one of those, Providence residents, whether you have it on your ID or proof of residency, because a lot of people move to Providence, whether they're there for school, maybe they're there just for a couple of years, and you may not have yet changed your license yet. If you have proof of residency, you know, a bill or something like that, you will actually get free admission to not only Roger Williams Park Zoo anytime between 10 and 4, or you can also get to the Museum of Natural History and Planetarium and the Roger Williams Park Botanical Center. So those are two things that I didn't realize were also included in this first Saturday. So if you just want to get a little somewhere warm, maybe feel tropical, going to that Botanical Center is a perfect way to do it. I don't know if you've checked out some of the photos, especially on Instagram, that people are taking this time of year while they're in that Botanical Center. It is like you get transported to a gorgeous, warm, luscious green place. So if you feel like, you know, this gray weather that we've been having has brought you down and you live in Providence one way or another, you get to go for free, my friends.
Well, that's great. I mean, it's such an attraction we have right there in the state, just that entire campus. And even if you just want to go there on a lunch break and just go for a walk or whatever, but
yes.
Yeah, the botanical gardens are a perfect cure for the winter blues. A great, great way to chase away those the winter cold feels that you get there. Happening this weekend at the Dunkin' Donuts Center, the complete opposite of peace and love, and this is, of course, because it's Monster Jam weekend. It's called the Monster Jam Triple Threat Series, and of course, we all love the monster trucks. They're coming in. They have those massive big trucks. They'll also have their speedsters and their ATVs. And driven by these incredible athletes who are really, it's a feat of athleticism to drive these trucks because you have to do all these crazy things. You have to climb up in them. Plus, you have to be smart enough to assemble and disassemble and fix these things when they break. But they are coming to the Dunkin' Donuts Center this weekend, Saturday, February 2nd. They'll have a their party in the pits at 10:30, and on Sunday the same thing. They'll have a party in the pits again at 10:30. So that's just something you want to check out if you want to enhance that first show experience.
Cool.
But the shows themselves are actually Friday, 7 p.m., Saturday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m., and then Sunday at 1 p.m. This works perfect if you want to watch the Super Bowl, because the Super Bowl is until nighttime. So
that's right.
You got younger kids, and you're saying, listen, I know you guys aren't interested in the Patriots, so we're going to go do this. And then come 6:30, you guys need to just go do something else, because we're going to be watching history.
That's right.
We are going to be seeing the big trucks, the monster trucks, including Alien Invasion, Earthshaker, El Toro Loco, Gravedigger, Max D, Megalodon, the Monster Mutt Dalmatian. Everybody loves that one. That's the truck with the giant floppy ears. And, of course, the zombie truck, which just looks like, a zombie. So take that for what it's worth. It's happening over at the Dunkin' Donuts Center, Providence. It is Monster Jam Triple Threat Series this weekend. What else?
Well, on a completely different flip of the Switch, if you would prefer to be a little bit more stylish than, you know, seeing a zombie truck, you might want to actually think about heading to Style Week Season 16, Style Week Northeast. It's happening the 31st through the 3rd. Now, this is going to be, of course, down in the Rhode Island Convention Center, actually. Now, okay. This is a multi-day event. You will purchase tickets to the certain day that you want. On Thursday, it's going to be a really interesting night. It's the Seed event. It's the Seedling Student Design Challenge, which is actually featuring students from the Lincoln School. So it's,
oh, wow.
You know, these young women, these young girls have gotten together, been able to work with some amazing local designers, and they have been able to create gorgeous, gorgeous pieces. So if you're someone who really wants to, you know, encourage students who have and youngsters who have these passions, this would be a great event. It's a very family-friendly event on Thursday night. You will see a lot of people who are bringing their budding artists and their budding fashion designers to that event. But also there's going to be an event on Friday and Saturday, both of those in the evening. And then because Sunday is the Super Bowl, we want to make sure that events are bumped up a little earlier. They're actually having a bridal showcase. So if you're someone who is getting married, or if you just love to look at gorgeous wedding dresses, that event is actually on Sunday going to start taking place at 11 a.m. with the last event happening at 1:45 p.m. So Whichever day you want to go, you want to purchase your tickets for that. But Style Week, this is season 16. 16.
Yeah. They're old enough to drive now over there. So congratulations to them. Somebody who has turned 16 a long time ago, but nonetheless, his music has transcended many decades, Livingston Taylor, will be performing at the Greenwich Odeon on Saturday night at 8 p.m. with special guest Seth Gleer. Livingston Taylor, now, the name, some people say, oh, where do I know that name Taylor from? Well, James Taylor is his brother, obviously, and Livingston is just, you know, he first started picking up his guitar at the age of 13, and it's turned into this 50-year career for him. He's been performing, songwriting, and teaching. He was born in Boston and then raised in North Carolina. And, you know, he's the fourth child in that very musical family that, of course, includes Alex Taylor, James Taylor, Kate E. Taylor, and Hugh Taylor. So it just...
How could they not be
night.
Musical,
yeah,
right?
No, it's a wonderful night of just, you know, relaxing... introspective and original songs. And here's something many people don't realize. Livingston Taylor actually recorded his first record at the age of 18. He started learning guitar at 13 and recorded his first record at 18. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive then and there. So the show is at 8 o'clock at the Greenwich Odeon. You're not going to want to miss this. It's a wonderful, wonderful evening. Beautiful venue, beautiful music. And like I said, Saturday night's going to be a great time to check out Livingston Taylor with special guest Seth Gleer.
This week's Wicked Family Friendly Pick of the Week is Family Day at Central Rock Warwick. So what exactly is this? Well, it's a rock climbing wall place, and you get to go and get your climb on. But here's the cool thing, guys. Did you know, I didn't know this, Ben, that rock climbing is actually going to be the 2020 Olympic Games?
Really?
Yes. So you know how, for example, curling. When we see curling in the Winter Games, people get really excited. They might want to check out the local curling places. Well, you know, rock climbing, people get to try out a lot of different places. A lot of people have been able to do it. But I find that when Olympic sports are shown on TV, it just encourages you and especially encourages the youth to go check it out. So this is a great way to get, you know, yourself, your family, getting into rock climbing at the Central Rock Warwick. You get to try the different bouldering walls, get a taste of the top rope, and they're going to be having a different special because they're actually going to give free rental gear, free pizza, and ice cream. So you can go, climb, eat, and keep on having fun. It's going to last all day, 10 to 4, and that's right in Warwick.
So I have more questions about this fact that the rock climbing is going to be in the Olympics.
Yeah.
They have to give the identical wall to each person or the identical course, I would imagine, right? So it's not, it's going to be, it must be a timed thing. I can't imagine it be head to head.
So it's going to be called sport climbing.
Sport climbing.
It's going to consist of three disciplines: lead climbing, I don't know what that is, speed climbing, and bouldering. And there's going to be one for men and one for women. So maybe it's kind of like skiing. You know how there's like the moguls and then there's the fast one. And so it sounds like there's going to be three different
I'm going to take a guess and think that the speed one has to do with timing.
Yes. At least, yes.
And then the lead one, is it sure it's not lead? They're not climbing a giant hunk of lead?
Right, that would.
The LEAD. So we'll defer to the International Olympic Committee for that. So when is that going down?
That is going to be Saturday from 10 to 4.
Fantastic. Ah, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you want to make it all spicy, spicy before you head to the Super Bowl or watch the Super Bowl or maybe even next weekend, because this wicked romantic suggestion encompasses this weekend and next weekend.
Ooh.
Because, you know, we want to give you all the opportunities, and just in case, it also includes February 14th on the weekend following that. So, it is A Life in the Theater. It's a performance at the Arctic Playhouse. This is the Pulitzer Prize winning author Glengarry Glen Ross and Speedy Plow taking us into the lives of two actors, John, who's a young and rising into the first flush of his success, and the other, Robert, older, anxious, and beginning to wane. It's a series of short, spare, increasingly raw exchanges. You will see the estrangement of youth from age and the wider, inevitable, endless cycle of life inside and out of the theater. So this is a really cool look. If you have never been to the Arctic Playhouse over there in West Warwick, first and foremost, how dare you? Okay? Secondly, this is a great venue to celebrate and support. You get free cookies and coffee when you go there. Yeah, you don't see that anywhere else.
No, you don't.
That's a bargain right there in of itself. And it's local theater. They have such a wonderful organization over there with the people who run the theater and the actors and people who support it. It's a smaller venue. It's an intimate venue. You definitely want to do dinner before or make plans to do dinner afterwards. But strongly encourage you to check it out, happening this weekend. It's really happening for the next three weekends. It is A Life in the Theater.
The theater. And I will say, Ben, yes, I'm really glad you pointed this out, because so many people don't want to go out on Valentine's Day weekend. So I feel like any time in February is a great time to be wicked romantic celebrate the month of love.
Why not go every show? They'll think you're weird, but they'll take your money.
That's right.
Good news to report. You know, for the past couple of weeks, we have been doing our new partnership with the United Way of Rhode Island, and I just was talking with Sandy Connors over there at the United Way. I said, hey, you know, we've announced a few events. How's it going? She says, well, we had our first event ever go to waiting list.
What?
So you listeners out there are doing something wicked nice.
Yes, you are.
And we appreciate it. And we're going to give you some more opportunities where you, your family, you and your friends can volunteer in and around Rhode Island with some great opportunities over there at the United Way of Rhode Island, which has been very busy over the last week with the Newport gas crisis as well. So shout out to all the people working so hard at 211. Mary, what's our first volunteer opportunity?
Well, you can be wicked nice at Find Your Bold in Exeter. This helps people break barriers through physical activities, and they need volunteers for the Winter Dash, which is going to be happening March 30th. So responsibilities for these volunteers include selling raffle tickets and managing the course. That's, you know, like registration, helping out at the water stations, helping set up obstacles, and the start and finish line. So for more information, of course, you can find out on our website.
The Johnny Cake Center of Peacedale is a wonderful, I mean, they're just, Johnny Cakes are unique to Rhode Island, so there you go, Wicked Roadie, right there, boom. But they help out Narragansett and South Kingston residents meet their basic needs, and they are seeking food pantry volunteers to help serve visitors, sort donations, and stock shelves for 3 hours a week, Tuesday through Friday. You can reach out to them and set up a shift. We have the link on our website.
Providence City Arts for Youth is a community-based organization that provides education and training to Providence youth. They need volunteers for their winter session that happens from the end of January through the very beginning of March. So responsibilities for this one include assisting teaching artists in the classroom, helping with homework, monitoring the front desk. They need help 1 to 2 days a week, Monday through Friday. It's after school, like 3 to 6, and you do need a background check.
So be sure to contact them first before you do anything, because they can probably help you get that background check and point you in the right direction. Lastly, Family Service of Rhode Island, you know, they build social service partnerships that address the community's unmet needs. They're looking for walking school bus volunteers to walk children to school at least once a week. Walks run from 8 to 9 a.m. until June 24th. Once again, you do have to be background checked and cleared, but if you can walk up to a mile and a half, contact Joyce over there at Family Service of Rhode Island. This is such a cool opportunity to, just for a short period of time, just literally a walk, you're going to get healthier, you're going to help kids connect with people in the community, and you're going to make sure that they get to school safely. If you want to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance, visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help you need. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we said in the beginning of the show, go Patriots!
Woo-hoo!
That's what we said. And everything we talked about today can be found on our website, WickedRoadiePodcast.com.
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. We love to be social. We know you do, too. So listen, not only if you go to these events, but if you go to anything in the state of Rhode Island and you think it looks pretty, we would love for you to use that hashtag, WickedRoadie. And heck, this weekend, because it is Super Bowl weekend and we're cheering on the Pats, if you're in some amazing Patriots gear, you've got a great spread, let's see that, too. Hashtag WickedRoadie.
If you are looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, very simple. Just email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or reach out to us on Facebook.
Darn Skippy. Well, until next time, folks, my name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.